Hey Zulu, good morning. Today is July 6th, and this is the Dear Zulu podcast, a podcast where I can track what I'm reading and learning, and document my education for my own recollection at a later date, and for those of you that want to follow along. Today's quote, because it's not very habitual, but one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, especially after finishing Discover Your True North by Bill George. One quote I saw was, "In your leadership, if you aren't clear about your purpose, why would others want to follow you?" That's a big thing for me, and that's one thing that I hit on a lot in the Corps Cadets. I really liked focusing on that. I know I said at the beginning that these were going to be about 10 minutes long, but I don't think there's any way. Last week's episode was almost 20 minutes, and this week looks to be about the same, but I'm really not sure. But here we are. So today we're talking about finishing the book Discover Your True North by Bill George. I'll cover a couple quotes from great leaders like Ken Frazier and Jim Wallace. I'm also really excited to let you guys know that I'm starting the book Letters to the Church by Francis Chan. I'm only a couple pages in, but it's already super exciting. I'm pretty pumped about what Francis Chan has to say. I used to listen to him a lot growing up, the videos and podcasts, and I guess mainly just YouTube, but there was a lot by him that had a lot to do with my faith and my religion and all of that entire world. So that was really cool, and super pumped about his book. So to get started with the Discover Your True North, the last couple chapters were really interesting. One of the earlier chapters in the middle, I guess, was where I started before this last podcast. The chapter really talked about finding your passion and working for something that means something. But then the last chapter was really about working together like a team of rowers. So that was really cool. The whole book obviously is about leadership and discovering your true north and your purpose and your why in your leadership. But it was cool to see. It was cool how many examples it gave from people like Ken Frazier at the company called Merck. And then how it would talk about not only Ken Frazier, but the former CEO, Roy Vagelos, and George Merck, and all of their research and everything. So the first quote I wanted to bring up was Ken Frazier. He said, well, in the book it says, "Frazier never forgot the influence of his father. Looking back at the days sitting at my father's table, I remember he told me, believe in yourself and get up in the morning to help somebody. If he were alive today, he would say the boy did what he was supposed to do." And the highlight of that was get up in the morning and help somebody. That's a huge thought, huge for yourself and huge for me, I guess. If I get up in the morning and I'm selfish, in the morning and the day is a whole lot different than if I get up thinking, man, like I have to live today for somebody else. The next one I want to look at was Jim Wallace. Jim Wallace was, oh no, I'm actually not sure. Well, he was the founder of Sojourners, which I should have prepared what that is. My apologies. Okay, Jim Wallace was a theologian, a writer, a teacher, and a political activist. Sojourners is a magazine and he is the founder of the Washington, D.C. based Christian community of the same name, Sojourners. Okay. That makes more sense. But one of the quotes from him that I loved was his belief in purpose has little meaning unless it is translated into action. And that was actually part of the biggest reason for this podcast, was because I told myself I wanted to do this for the longest time, really just to benefit myself and to benefit my brother and put my education somewhere tangible rather than only in my head, if that makes sense. Another thing Jim Wallace says is, my whole vocation is for faith to hit the streets in our work, our neighborhoods, our nation, and the world. If it's not a driving force in your life, it won't be sustained. Through Jesus, God hits the streets. That means religion has to be a street test. We can talk and talk about religion, but if it doesn't ever change things on the street, it has little impact. In my courses at Georgetown, I ask students, how does your faith hit the streets? And I think that's really cool, because I think it is super commonplace to have a church that is only contained within those four walls. And that's really hard to be passionate about that, because you're not seeing the results. You're not seeing the impact that you're making. And I think it's our job as Christians to actually make an impact on the people around us, whether that's by setting an example or by actually getting out and being a part of change. The next big quote that I highlighted was again by Jim Wallace. He says, career is putting your skills and assets on a resume and trying to climb the rungs of the ladder on success. Vocation is discerning your gifts and your calling. And this book has a lot to do with vocation. And again, the why is so important to me, because if you don't understand your why, it's hard to be motivated. It's hard to stay inspired and continue doing what you're doing without understanding why you're doing it. The rest of this book had a lot of other people. I'm going to butcher this, but Pyong Lung Lee, the rebel who at 39 was the chair of SoftBank Investments in China. One of her quotes was, I learned to turn up the volume on listening and down on talking. Let's see. It talked about increasing your GQ in an emerging country, and your GQ is your global intelligence, which is really, I guess, just an interesting way to talk about your ability to understand or adapt to global markets and global cultures and all sorts of different things. Here it talks about it again. It says, developing your global intelligence includes adaptability, awareness, curiosity, empathy, alignment, collaboration, and integration, which are all really important for understanding different cultures. Another thing that I really enjoy doing when I'm reading is underlining books that I don't understand, finding the definition. I think it really helps grow your own personal dictionary. Let me see if I can find a good example. Okay, so in this sentence it says, during my years as president of Honeywell Europe in the 1980s, the corporation sent many American expatriates, that's EXPATRIATES, to regional and country operations to transfer US-based marketing programs as well as engineering and manufacturing expertise. So, sent many American expatriates, which sounds like X-P-A-T-R-I-O-T-S, what that is. Again, expatriates. An expatriate is a person who lives outside of their native country. So I guess that would make sense that every immigrant is also an expatriate in that sense. The afterword was also really interesting. I feel like I've never super interested in reading the afterword because I feel like it's just going to be an afterthought that isn't as important. But this one was really intriguing. It had a lot about sustaining growth and performance, and reinvesting and engaging your employees in innovation and superior customer service, revenue growth increases. These are all just things I'm looking at. I didn't come up with those. One final thought from this book. I highlighted this. I cornered the page. Was empowerment and accountability. It says the term empowerment is often misunderstood as freedom to do your own thing, but real empowerment must be accompanied by a high degree of accountability to deliver your own commitments. So it talks about how successful leaders are closed loop managers who follow up regularly with their team to ensure they are getting results and provide assistance as needed. So it's not just following up and making sure people got their job done, but following up and seeing if they need any help understanding the task or understanding what they need to do. It also has a lot to do with giving them feedback. And although I already talked about this, but I know that leadership is talked about a lot in the core. It's a big point that we all hit on, but I don't think people do enough of their own individual development to gain a better understanding. I think a lot of people do a lot of finger pointing and trial and error, which is not the way that you should be going about that. Because leadership in the core is serious. It's a serious topic and it's a serious event where you're actually leading actual people. So if you mess up, you're going to be messing up with them. And I think you should do a little, not simulation, but I guess your own personal research before jumping into it. And the depth that they go into with this book is not what it should be at all. I beat the mess out of this book. There's stains and notes and highlights and answers and definitions, and I feel like I have barely scratched the surface of grasping what leadership actually has the ability to be, and good leadership has the ability to be. I think admitting the fact that you don't know enough is a huge step in beginning to know a lot, if that makes sense. Individual growth and leadership is literally the main reason I started this, because I want to be able to grow on my own, and I'm hoping that that's apparent in the podcast as these go on and these continue, that these may not be very good, but it gets better with time. Another quote that I saw actually on Instagram from Tommy Rives. Sorry if I mispronounced that. That's Rivs. He's a big runner on Instagram. I love his page. He has a lot of really cool posts and he's really inspiring. But the quote says, "Everyone around you is affected if you're not efficient with your time. There's no secret to your workouts." And in that, I really enjoyed, well, not enjoyed, I really, it brought a lot of thought about efficiency in leadership, because leadership has a lot to do with how efficient you are, whether you can delegate or not, or when to delegate, or that means a lot, because I know that if I'm not efficient with my time, it's going to affect how much I see my family, or how much I see my girlfriend, or how much I get to dedicate, how much attention I can dedicate to different things like work or school, or so being efficient is so important. And that doesn't always mean working, you know, 80, 100-hour weeks, because maybe you're not, that won't make you very efficient. But everything I'm reading and listening to this week is entirely about leadership and time and efficiency and attention. And the Asian Efficiency Podcast had Hank Green on their show a couple days ago, and all he talked about was the value of attention. The value of gold can go up and down, he said, but he talked about how attention is so finite, and there are only so many people in the world, and how many, there's only so much attention that people can give. That was just another thought-drawing quote, I suppose. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thanks again for tuning in, Zulu. If you're lost at trying to find an episode we talked about last time, we'll hopefully be covering it in the next couple episodes. Again, thanks for tuning in.